There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Music when soft voices die vibrates in the memory. Music when soft voices die vibrates in the memory. Odors when sweet violets sicken live within the sense they quicken. Rose leaves when the rose is dead are heaped for the beloved's bed. And so thy thoughts when thou art gone, love itself shall slumber on. That's Percy Bysshe Shelley describing the effect of things when they are gone. The music is still vibrating in the memory. The odor of the sweet flowers are still there. The leaves of the rose, even if the rose is dead, are heaped for the beloved's bed. And so thy thoughts, when thou art gone, love itself shall slumber on. Things are remembered. Things actually don't die. The highest, the greatest, is always remembered. The more we become loving, the more the vibrations of energy we emit. For love is an energy, a feeling, a commitment. And love is sacrifice. The greatest definition of love is just sacrifice. Love is total commitment. Love is pure energy. If a single soul gets filled with such divine, such intense, passionate love for something higher, something divine, for the Supreme, that love doesn't remain ordinary. That energy moves out in the universe. That energy permeates the atmosphere. It infuses every heart. Sacrifice is a great thing. And in Murlis, we have often heard the name of this Rishi, Dadichi. He surrendered his bones. He sacrificed his bones for deities. They jokingly say that the people who used to sacrifice their sleep, their food, their family, their friends, their worldly joys and happiness in the earlier times, they were called saints. Nowadays, they are called as IT professionals. So we often heard in Murli the name of this Dadichi Rishi. And the legend says that once there was a demon, Vritta, and he became very powerful, and he had a boon that he would remain unhurt by any forged weapons. And he drove out Indra, the king of heaven, out of the paradise. As usual, Indra is running here and there, and ultimately they meet Vishnu, and Vishnu tells them that only if the weapons made from the bones of this Rishi, Dadichi, are used, then only this demon will be killed. So all the deities, devas, they rush to this Dadichi. Dadichi says, "I am ready." He acceded the request. But he says, "I would like to have pilgrimage of all the major places." But Indra says, "Time is less, because this Vrittasura is getting more and more powerful." So he brings all the water from all the places at one place only and tells that Rishi that this is for you. After that, the Rishi sits in meditation and drops his body. And the bones are used, and the demon, the Asura, is destroyed. So that is the story of ultimate sacrifice. So Baba often talks about Rishi Dadichi in context to service. We are often told, sacrifice your ego. Sacrifice your ego. And we find it extremely difficult to do that. How to sacrifice ego? The moment we try to do it, do this job, we find ourselves defeated. So what to do? This seems impossible. They say that sacrifice ego. But we sacrifice one ego, we create a new ego. We sacrifice that ego, we create third ego. The ego of the egoless. The ego of service. The ego of instrument. The ego never dies. It changes its shape and size and form and name. The ego stays. The color changes. That's it. Royal ego. Again, we feel frustrated. Oh, Baba has told to sacrifice ego. But now we are walking with the ego of the egoless. That I have become egoless. This is known as ego of the egoless. What to do then? You're caught. How to deal with this? They say that this is the greatest sacrifice. The greatest sacrifice is not outside but inside. The sacrifice of I and mine. In fact, this is the wrong method. Before killing ego, we need to understand, before thinking of destroying ego, we need to understand what we are dealing with. In fact, ego is no entity at all. Ego is nothing. Ego is darkness. Ego is the absence of light. You don't have to do anything with ego. The attack has to be indirect. If you directly attack ego, it gets more nourishment. It becomes all the more healthy and powerful. Ego is the darkness. So you don't kill, remove, fight, or drive away darkness. You don't have to do anything with darkness at all. What do you have to do? Bring light. Bring light. The more light, the less will be the darkness. So keep bringing light, more and more and more and more light. Gradually, ego will diminish. That is the only method. And if we say that I will remove ego, it doesn't go. It stays. Changes its shape and size, as I said. That's why. Fill the soul with light. Divine light. There are three things. If you don't understand what sakash to give to somebody, just give these three points. Divine light, divine might, divine love. Just give these three things to every soul. Divine light means gyan. Divine might means powers, godly powers. And divine love means love of God. Fill the soul with these three things and the darkness will get dispelled. You don't have to do anything directly with darkness. The more you fight with darkness, the darkness scares you all the more. Ego is total darkness. Ego is total confusion. Ego is false satisfaction. And ego is very subtle, extremely subtle. No, even to say that I am egoless. The moment you say that I am egoless, you are already under Maya. So you can't even say that I am egoless, just as you can talk about other things. You can say that, oh, I am expert in computers. So you remain expert in computer. You can say that I am expert in engineering. You remain expert in engineering even after saying that. Nobody snatches away your skills. But the moment you say that I am egoless, the whole purpose, your whole skill, your virtue has already disappeared. The task is very difficult. Other places you can have affirmations. I am powerful yogi. You can have Swaman. But here, the moment you say I am Nirankari, who is saying this? I. Means others are not egoless. I am egoless. The ego of the egoless persists. And there are many, many layers of this ego. So many layers. How to know? A deep silence is needed. A deep solitude is needed, without which the task remains undone. The more you play with ego, the more intricate it becomes. It's like a maze. Bhool bhulaiya. It's like a maze. You enter, but how to come out? Entry is easy. Exit is difficult. There are so many labyrinth, ins and outs and ins and out, and in these labyrinthine ways you are lost. So the greatest sacrifice is to identify, is to know. How much light is within us? The more the light, the lesser will be the darkness. So you don't work on ego. Just work on divine light, divine might, and divine love. Fill yourself with that love of God. And the result would be sacrifice. Sacrifice of the desire for fame. The desire for fame in spirituality is the worst of all the desires. The desire to become famous is the worst of all the desires. The desire to be in the limelight . You see others on the stage, you feel like that you should be also there. You see others giving speeches and lectures, you feel that yes, I should also give. You see others are getting garlands, you feel yes, I should also. You see others standing, sitting, moving, walking with celebrities, you feel that I should also be one of them. You feel that these people are doing greater services. And we are here in the kitchen. Nobody knows us. Busy in cooking food and attending guests. What Baba has said. Baba has said, I have given equal powers to all of you. It's not about wherever you are, whatever you are doing, do it with commitment, do it with love. That is the sacrifice. When somebody is entering kitchen and you are working there, you should feel that person should feel that energy. That's it. That's the result. If somebody enters your department and that person feels low energy, or he sees people fighting with each other, that is disservice. It is not about the type of seva you are doing or the grade of seva you are doing. It's about your attitude, your feeling towards it. That is the real sacrifice. Your total commitment to it. Your duty, your seva is the first. Rest all things later on. Even your yoga, your jnana, everything, they come later on. Because karma is the practical aspect of jnana yoga. How much knowledge you have imbibed within yourselves. How much powerful is your yoga would get revealed only and only through your actions, your deeds. Not by what you speak. Not by what you even think. It's all because deeds are the only visible thing. To become Dadichi, to become the embodiment of sacrifice, is to have full commitment to your seva, wherever you are. Love your seva, your work, your job, your duty. Get involved in it totally. Fill it with love. Let it not remain a labor, but a joy, a fun, an enjoyment, a beauty, a music. Nobody is sitting there in the up in the heaven. Oh, he has given these many speeches, so these many marks. Okay, you are given less marks. The marks are not according to what you have spoken. The marks are according to what you have done. How are your deeds? What are you in silence? What are you when nobody is seeing you? What are you when you are alone? What are you? What are your thoughts? How much detached you are from your own self, from your own duties and from your own seva. On one side, we are talking of complete involvement. On another side, total detachment. On one side, let me do everything. Every menial task. No task is small. Everything, every trifle, every trivial task. But the moment you finish, you get detached. You have no business. Total detachment. This balance. Karma Yogi is not about getting busy in karmas. Karma Yogi is about doing karma and yet remaining detached. Action and its result should not touch me. That is the real definition of Karma Yogi. At the same time, the yoga of the intellect is with the Supreme. So the real sacrifice is so subtle, so invisible. A person may be, there are so many Dadichi Rishis here, unknown to the world. Because whom the world knows, they are on the surface. They are very superficial. But these people are very deep and they are hidden. To become Dadichi is to do the sacrifice in such a manner that the other person should not know that you are Dadichi. The other person should never know. Dadichi is invisible sacrifice. Your commitment is supreme. Commitment par excellence. Your love is unparalleled. And yet, you remain untouched. A great sense of humility within. You know that. What I am doing, this is not my doing. What I am speaking, what I am thinking, everything is, all powers are coming from above. Without this power, I am nothing. If this power supply is cut off, current will be gone. The supreme electrician is sitting up. If he gets angry with you, then whatever light and limelight you are enjoying in one moment would be gone. So remember and remind yourself all the time that I am nothing. All the power that I enjoy flows from above. Mine is nothing. It's He who makes me move. It's He who is behind everything. The divine play is going on. The celestial orchestra. We are just the instruments. We are just the organs, musical organs. Somebody is guitar here, somebody is violin, somebody is tabla. We are all, somebody is drum, somebody is flute, somebody is piano. We are all instruments. Don't think that I am making this music. His invisible hands are touching. His invisible lips are on the flute and the divine music and the sweet and the melodious music is flowing, is moving out. So this yajna is a divine orchestra. We are all the divine instruments, musical instruments. The world is the audience. And the orchestra is going on at night. Orchestrated by... He is not just singer, but he is the player of every instrument. It's a one-man show. So, make your sacrifice invisible. Make your sacrifice into total commitment, like Dadichi. Make your sacrifice into total love. Sacrifice should not appear as a sacrifice, but it should appear as an exchange of love. Should appear as an exchange of love. What love is within you, you are just handing out to others. So be Dadichi. Om Shanti.